Today's scripture is John chapter 14, verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 branch churches around the world, and local sanctuary members and those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. Tonight, I deliver a message titled Explosive Power of the Shepherd, which is the fourth prayer title of year 2011. What kind of heart do you have when you see the power of God manifested through me? When people with various diseases were healed and infirmities became normal, when automatic telephone prayer system was first inaugurated, when God gave us one sweet water, and when He gave us the handkerchief that contains His power, when you saw freely moving stars, appearing and disappearing of clouds, and various shapes of rainbows, when the weather changed, temperatures were moderated, and when dragonflies appeared. When you witnessed these things in the beginning, you rejoiced like children, and you gave glory to God. But now, what kind of heart do you have? Do you take it for granted and think, it happens like this all the time? I'm going to tell you about what had happened and what had been going on up until now that I was able to manifest such power of God. You will then realize it was not given easily. And in fact, the power was given only after a very strict price was paid in accordance with justice. I hope all of you will be able to, many pastors around the world want to receive the power of God, and they ask me to receive the power of God. They think that, they can receive the power of God once they receive my prayer. And many pastors, ask me so that, they could receive, power of God. But the power and authority cannot be given that easily like that. So through this message, I hope that you can understand how the power of God is given. And I hope that many servants of God and the workers have to understand this message thoroughly to receive the power of God. Well, not only the servants of God, even layman members, if you want to receive the power of God, if you do that, then you can receive blessings in every field of your life. It is the same with your students. I hope that all of you will be able to give thanks to God the Father from the very bottom of your hearts for having brought forth the works of His power. And I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to support me when I manifest the explosive work of the power. The power of God is necessary in every field, for praising fields. If you receive God's power and give praises to God the Father, then it will be so explosive. And the impression and fullness of the Holy Spirit will come upon to every audience. Once you receive this power of God, then even those performers who cannot dance well, who cannot sing well, who doesn't have good voice, will have a good voice, will sing better, will dance better. And they will give more grace through their sings, through their songs, and through their dances to other people. Impossible will become possible. And those in the businessmen, male members, the same. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus said in John 14, verse 12, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these I mean, those who believe, those who accept Jesus Christ as the Savior, will do what Jesus Christ did. And greater works than these He will do. Now, even the great works that our Lord did will be done by them, you know, because I go to the Father. One who truly believes Jesus is the Son of God and Christ can do what Jesus did. Furthermore, he who truly believes will also do even greater works than Jesus did. Since it was spoken by Jesus who is truth itself, this verse is true. It was not true not only in 2,000 years ago, but some people say it was only possible when Jesus was alive in 2,000 years ago. How could power of God can be manifested these days? There are so many people who will deny the word of God written in the Bible. By the way, you should correctly understand what it means that he will do greater works than Jesus did. The purpose of Jesus coming to the earth is to save mankind as the Savior. For this, Jesus was hung on the wooden cross, shed his precious blood, and he died. The curse, I mean, because of the sin, we were destined to hell. This was the curse of the law. We were under the such curse. So everybody hung on the wood are the cursed. So that's why our Lord was hung on the cross. If you listen to the message of the cross, then you should know this, right? However, there had to be evidence that Jesus, who redeemed mankind from sin, was not a normal man, but a son of God. If there is no evidence like this, no matter how much our Lord preached, it was no use because nobody would believe him. Our Lord had to preach about our Father God and Heavenly Kingdom and about hell. This way, why Jesus healed people of various diseases and made infirmities such as the crippled, the lame, and blind, the deaf, and the mute become normal? He even revived the dead and walked on the surface of water. Demons obeyed the word of Jesus. Inanimate objects such as waves and the wind also obeyed and became calm. In this way, he manifested many signs and wonders that a man can never do, and he showed that he is the Son of God. And then, Jesus said in John 14, verse 11, "Believe me that I am in the Father." So, our Lord Jesus Christ said this, He is in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. So, it would be great if people believed, but they didn't believe. You know, he just looked like a normal man. How could, he call himself a son of God? I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me, so believe me. Well, I cannot believe you. That's what people said. So that's why our Lord said, otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. If you cannot believe me because of the works that I did, the wonders and signs, because these cannot be done by the power of man. Only Father God Almighty, the Lord of Lords, other than Him, nobody can do this. That's why, because of the works that I do, because it is done by Father God, believe me, that's what our Lord preached. The reason Jesus manifested such signs and wonders by the power of the Holy Spirit was to allow for people to believe that He Himself is the Son of God. If people do not believe that our Lord died on the cross for the sinners, it is no use if people don't believe. They have to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. But if they don't believe it, it's no use, right? It is because only when people believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior can they receive salvation. Nowadays, many people come to church and they will attend the service, but there are so many people who don't believe. They see and witness the God's power and the signs and wonders. And they even listen to testimonies of many people, but still there are people who don't believe, even among you. Well, nowadays, I mean, from now on, it will be different since the last December 25th. But still, those people who commit the sin that leads to death, they are those who don't believe. If truly believed, they wouldn't do anything that would lead them to hell. And it is written in the first letter of John. They are liars. They are called liars. They say they have fellowship with God. But if they commit sin, they are liars because the truth is not in them. That's why they are called liars. So it is because only when people believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior can they receive salvation. By the way, the works of the power that Jesus showed are but a sampling of signs and wonders which the children of God can manifest by faith. A sample of things is a number of things that are chosen out of a larger group, then used in tests or used to provide information about the whole group. So, is when people taste or the test the sample. Okay, Jesus showed various samples of works that the children of God could manifest. After Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit came down to the hearts of believers. Those believers can do what the Lord did by the help of the Holy Spirit, and they can do even greater works. When the Holy Spirit came down, and this is the work he does, say, Apostle Peter manifests the power. And it is the power of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Peter didn't have such power. It is by the help of the Holy Spirit. So that's why Ananias and Sapphira, they deceived, they lied to Apostle Peter. Because the Holy Spirit is invisible. They lied to Apostle Peter. But what the Bible says? The Apostle Peter said, they deceived the Holy Spirit. They deceived the Holy Spirit. Peter didn't say, you deceived me, but he said, you deceived the Holy Spirit. So those believers can do what the Lord did by the help of the Holy Spirit, and they can do even greater works. If there is a product sample, then people can produce an infinite number of the product. Moreover, they can produce many more similar products making use of that sample. Likewise, it became possible that various signs and wonders could be manifested by the work of the Holy Spirit according to the time and situation. In other words, Jesus showed samples of signs and wonders that follow the believers. These samples can be manipulated hundreds, thousands, or millions of times more in the works of the Holy Spirit. Depending on the person through whom the work is done, the level of the power of the work can be different. Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. Nothing is impossible. All things are possible to him who believes. There is no impossible thing. Now, if you received it and put it in your heart by faith, then how many works can you do? Once an individual accepts Jesus Christ and becomes a child of God, that person gains the capability to manifest the signs and wonders. However, the important thing is the faith of that person. What kind of faith he has? It must be the faith that God acknowledges, but not the faith acknowledged by people. So no matter how many times you confess you believe God, your faith should be acknowledged by God the Father. If it is the faith that God, Father God acknowledges, then you will believe in your heart No matter what kind of difficulties you are in, if you believe, then you will have peace in your mind. Because you believe that all things are possible. And Father God sees your faith, and Father God puts greater faith in you. Then that's why our Lord said all things are possible to him who believes. So those, and businessmen, you have to pray until you come to have such faith. But some people, use their mind and experience to do their own business even without such faith. So later, their business got in trouble. Well, it is so easier if they receive answer first. Well, before I do something, I receive answer from God first. Then no matter how difficult that, problem would be, the result is already done by God the Father. GCN is the same. We had no money, we had no technology, we had no people. Can it be done by just the church? We don't have any engineers, we don't have money. But Father God said, and I believe that's why we did. So if you obey the word of God, even though you may see many impossible things before your eyes, but the result will be very satisfactory. As just Father God said, you will be so satisfied and you will bring forth such good fruit. In addition, depending on the depth of the faith that God acknowledges, the level of the power can be different. So, we have many members, but every member has different faith, just as their face and fingerprint is different. So their faith is different from each other. No matter your husband or wives, faith is different. In the days of the early church, when the gospel began to be preached, many wonders and signs were manifested by apostles. Along with the disciples of the Lord, most of the apostles directly witnessed the resurrected Lord. And thus, they could never deny the Lord, and they could have perfect faith. Therefore, they courageously preached the gospel in the most menacing situations, and the Lord was also with them to manifest many wonders and signs. So, the Spirit of our Lord was with them. Our Lord worked together and then proved the word His disciples preached. That's what is written in the Bible. As its result, countless people accepted Jesus Christ and became children of God. Acts 2, verse 43 and 47 says, many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. Apostles manifested signs and wonders. Then our Lord added to the number day by day those who were saved. So the number of the saved increased. Why? Because of the signs and wonders. That's why the number increased. Look at this church. What about India? So many people have been converted from Hinduism to Christianity. So many people converted. Well, when I went to India for the first time, it was difficult to find such believers. And the population, no matter how much they were persecuted, they couldn't stand up. But I manifested certain signs and wonders. Even rain stopped after the drought, and they even called me Rain Man. They loved me so much because it rained a lot, even during the crusade. More than millions of people didn't buzz, didn't flinch. Nobody went away. And there were so many electric wires running, so many broadcasting stations and camera crew and many audio men, but they were all casting. They were all broadcasting, but there were no accidents. No light bulb was exploded. It was the work of God. Father God worked like this. That's why so many saved people, the number of saved people has been increasing, even for now. So day by day, the number has been increasing, still now. It is the same with other, you know, overseas, you know, missionaries. So, I mean, how can we accomplish the world perish with word? Apostle Paul did even greater works. After he met the Lord once, he came to have unchanging faith, and he manifested amazing works of power. Apostle Paul, I mean, people came with, you know, I mean, Apostle Paul was not sick. He met the Lord just once. With that meeting once, he could have perfect faith until he died as martyrdom. But nowadays, what's happening? So many people are experiencing the wonders and signs of God. Cancers are healed. And a blind man came to receive no eyesight back. And I received so many letters, testimonial letters from the world. And all the cancers at the last stage were healed. I received so many letters. But Apostle Paul met our Lord once, then he never changed his faith. He didn't get married. He met the Lord in his young age, and it was enough. He didn't get married. Until he died as a martyr, he preached the gospel until he died. After he met the Lord once, he came to have unchanging faith, and he manifested amazing works of power. Not to mention healing people of various diseases. He even made the crippled stand up. He was so much persecuted. He was beaten. He was imprisoned. He was even beaten to death. But he was not afraid. Without changing, he walked that narrow path. Now, well, come to me if you have such a faith. Then you will be united with me and run toward New Jerusalem. You will become my friend. I want to have such many friends. You have experienced such great number of wonders and signs, but still you lost your first love and your faith, and you lost the grace, and you stopped praying. So many people do like this. My heart is burning. Furthermore, Acts 19, verses 11 and 12 says, God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs, I mean the extraordinary miracles. Extraordinary. Well, I mean, our members, you know, you are, I mean, you have been, you know, less sensitive to those works. Look at Elder Jo Chun. He is healing people with the handkerchief already. Though, even those unbelievers. What is this extraordinary miracle? Handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and evil spirits went out. Now, the handkerchiefs and apron, I mean, you don't need to, you know, put apron in front of you. Well, because you, many of you have, you know, the handkerchief, right? Well, I mean, you know, they send your towel because they don't know what handkerchief is. I mean, actually, you know, they have a bigger size of handkerchief. So they sent me a towel. So I just got the list of their names, and I told them that I will get the handkerchief for each one of you. So I came to Korea, and we purchased the handkerchiefs, and then I prayed, you know, on those handkerchiefs, and I sent them, and then they used their handkerchief. Now, think about this. With this handkerchief, various diseases departs. I mean, those who has never blasphemed the Holy Spirit, if they use the handkerchief, most people got healed. If they explain the power of God and prayed with the handkerchief, you know, cancer is at the last stage, it goes away. But the reason the cancer doesn't go away, well, why did you become an enemy to me? Did I borrow the money and never return it back to you? Why do you become an enemy with me? And you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, and you cannot even manifest the power of God. Well, the cancer of the last stage was healed so many times by other people. You know, when our servants of God prayed with the handkerchief, so many people with cancer were healed. Even infirmities got healed. I mean, they don't even good faith. They didn't listen to the word of God. They didn't know the word of God, and they didn't know the message of the cross. Just coming to the crusade or seminar itself becomes the faith, and they were healed. With this handkerchief, it was called extraordinary miracle. Now, we have even greater and even more extraordinary miracles are happening. It shows newly applied works of the power began to appear. Apostle Paul manifested such amazing works of the power like this, and diligently preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. His work had a tremendous impact on the evangelization of the Roman Empire. We are living in the end time. Among the total population that has been born since the beginning of human cultivation 6,000 years ago, 1/3 of the population is living today. So quite many years ago, I read this article in the newspaper. From the beginning of the human cultivation, 1/3 of the whole population is living now. So I remember that article in newspaper. So I was wondering whether it is true. I mean, so many years, for 6,000 years, so many people have been born, but nowadays the population of current today is 1/3 of the whole population from the beginning. Well, so last year, 2010, I gave this, you know, question to our the scientist community, and then they had a search and study, and then they come up with a number that, you know, 69 billion people have been born on this earth, and now 6.9 billion people are living in this time. And the whole world is stained with sin. So how many people could be saved? So that's why you should know it is so important to see such, you know, signs and wonders are manifested in this church. Well, how could such people in the old days could receive salvation? Well, they had more goodness than these people do in these days. So they could be saved by their conscience. So many people are stained with sin nowadays. We are living in the end time. Among the total population that has been born since the beginning of the human cultivation 6,000 years ago, 1/3 of that population is living today. As the day of judgment comes closer and closer, sin and evil are so prevalent, and many souls are going to the way of death. Jesus said in Luke 18, verse 8, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" He doesn't say the last days. He said, when the Son of Man comes. The very last day, okay? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? No. It is difficult to find such faith. Our members witnessed signs and wonders. But still, it is hard to find those who have true faith. Well, since it was after the December 25th, many of you have greater faith. But before that, many people could not be found to have true faith. If they truly believed, would they have committed such a sin? So will he find faith on the earth? We have so many churches. We have 60,000 churches in this Korea. If they have faith, then they should have manifested signs and wonders and miracles and the power of God. But why they are not followed by such works? Why? We have so many people, members who have faith, so such miracles and signs are following them. Such works are following you, right? But nowadays, why such works do not follow those church members outside this church? Well, many pastors in other churches may criticize me, but when I begin to participate in our Korean Christian community, then I will preach like this. Well, do you have faith? If you had, why wouldn't the miracles follow? I would say it. Well, so we live in a generation when it is not easy to have faith which is worthy of receiving salvation. Students and young people, you should be thankful. Emmanuel Choir. No matter how many times you are pointed, no matter what kind of world which is seen, we are seen and evil or rampant, well, you don't think to manage your Christian life in this church is not boredom. I mean, you believe that it is the way to go to heaven, right? Now, after you quitting, internet and watching TV, do you feel lonely? Where is our power worship team? Where are you? Okay, over there. Do you feel lonely? No? Do you feel happy? Yes, amen. After quitting those things, they look so lovely. They quit worldly things, so they are so happy now. Where is our heavenly love dance team? Well, where are they? Well, whenever it's possible, look at them. They look so lovely and happy. Why? After they cast off worldly things, they look so happy. Even though they work so hard and faithful, they feel so happy inside this church. So if you cast off world, Father God gives such grace to you. First, you will go to a better dwelling place in heavenly kingdom. So you should be happy. But those who committed sin feel nervous all the time. We live in the generation when it is not easy to have faith which is worthy of receiving salvation. However, God the Father has not given up on those souls who live in this generation. In order to save just one more soul, He has prepared for the fiery works of the Holy Spirit to be manifested. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in God's providence for this end time, I was called as a servant of the Lord, and I started this church. From the moment I met God, I believed 100% that God is alive. And I also believed that every word recorded in the Bible is 100% true. I have never had doubt. As I lived completely by the word of God, I received answers to whatever I prayed for. As I was preparing myself to become a servant of the Lord, whenever I prayed for the sick, they were healed. After I started the church, amazing signs and wonders continuously followed. Since the beginning of this church, most of the examples of the signs and wonders that Jesus showed were manifested in this church. And then, beginning with the incidents of 1998 and 1999, I received higher levels of power than I had before. By that time, instead of returning the love that I had given to them, they tried to destroy me. But I didn't hate anyone, and I didn't curse anyone. I dealt with them only with goodness and love. When I love someone, I give spiritual love. How can I plant faith in them? How can I lead them to good dwelling place in heaven? How can I lead them not to befriend the world? I do my best to lead them like this. This is the spiritual love. You know, so that they can receive strength and go to New Jerusalem and a better dwelling place. It is not to, you know, receive fleshly love back. It is to give strength to them so that they can go to New Jerusalem without, you know, difficulties. God the Father observed this entire process and acknowledged that I accomplished the heart that I loved even the enemy. And the enemy devil and Satan could do nothing but acknowledge it as well. Well, here is the members of the Heavenly Dance Team. Two of them are there. Look at their faces. Right there are more. Look at their faces. They smile all the time. Why? Because they are happy all the time. After casting off the world, after casting off from the males, they had no, you know, cell phones, they had no, you know, text messages? No. So look at them. Their faces feel and full of smiles and happiness, right? And it is not the look that they can, you know, they can make off. So how look they look. How good they look. So we have the teacher. Well, it was proclaimed in the spiritual realm that not only perfect faith, but also the goodness to love even the enemy had been accomplished in my heart. As its result, God allowed all the four levels of the power to be given to me. As witness, one sweet water came to exist in March 2000. The work of changing salty water into drinkable water is among the works of creation. Well, even more, transcending space and time, when I prayed 300 kilometers away, the salty water became drinkable water. As I prayed, the light of the fourth level of power was taken into one sweet water, and the power was able to be brought forth through it. So many people experienced it. Even people from other countries, they experienced. After applying sweet water, they came to have double eyelid. Not all of them, but many people came to have double eyelids. Isn't it wonderful? Without, you know, cosmetic surgery, they just applied sweet water, but they came to have double eyelid. Now, read those people. Their double eyelids more beautiful than those who had double eyelid through, you know, cosmetic or plastic surgery. Well, someone didn't have in a double eyelid one of their eyes, but after applying sweet water, they came to have double eyelid. The fourth level of power was fully manifested in mega-sized, oversized crusades, which began in the year 2000. So, what about you? So many people persecuted you. So many people wrongfully accused you. So many people made rumors that they could not be spoken. I mean, so many broadcasting stations, so many mass media tried to destroy me. But if you could love even those people, if you could, even bless them and save and pray for their salvation, if you have such love, then you can receive such power of God. You will have that power. Father God is searching for such people. Those who don't have not even the form of evil. I mean, look at those people. They are not just, ordinary enemies. They just try to destroy me without any apparent reason. A woman, sent me a letter of repentance, and then her husband is not evangelized yet. And he said,
your senior pastor would be in prison for 10 years.
At least 10 years in prison. How ridiculous it is. When I've never called by a police. Why do I have to spend 10 years in prison? Right after the accident, the next year, I went to overseas crusades and I brought explosive power of God because I was innocent. That's why I went to overseas crusades. Even though, a broadcasting station said, it was the flee from Korea, but no. But people still do not know about me. They even don't know about my face, but they judge me and condemn me. As if they knew that well. Within the fourth level of power is the power of creation. The power of creation can bring forth higher levels of works than the works that burn diseases and germs or drive away the darkness. Because creation is the sole discretion of God the Creator. The power of creation was first manifested with the ones with water, but gradually became more complete. In 2002, I was able to achieve the level of the most high power of creation. So, the power of creation, and there was most high power of creation. Dear brothers and sisters, it was not the end of the works of power that God the Father wanted to manifest through me. That was not the end. I thought it was the end. But the Father God asked me for more. God made me begin the study of the Spirit beginning in April 2003 that I could enter into a new dimension. When I did the study of the Spirit, Father God told me to put everything that I earned as nothing. Well, it was not an easy training. What is it to put everything that I earned into nothing? Well, I could literally understood it. Well, I once read the biography of the person who became the number one in the world. And he said, once he became the number one, once he reached the highest level, he has to put whatever he studied into nothing. Became a professional, chess player, you have to learn many steps, but once you reach the highest level, you have to put everything into nothing. All the steps that you learned, you become nothing to reach even a higher level. Like that, when I started the study of the Spirit, Father God told me to put everything into nothing. So I didn't know what it meant. So I thought nothing in my mind. Well, that's what I tried to put everything into nothing. Well, those who came into the Holy Spirit might understand what I said. Become nothing in your mind is nothing.
Even if you turn on the turn on TV, even if you watch it, you have no idea what you have watched. Because your mind becomes nothing. It is, void, vague, nothing, empty. So you don't have no worldly things in your mind. Not even, not to mention the untruth. For about a year, he taught me the deep spiritual realm. So it was the beginning of the study of the Spirit. And then, from September, he began to train me with spiritual training. So, when you reach the whole Spirit, when you reach the complete level of the whole Spirit, if you are in their level, then you have to put everything that you learned into nothing. Well, since I've been through such a training, I have all the, records and process. So, I will train you. I will help you. All you have to do is just follow my steps. And then so even, in case of you, it can be even much quicker. Because I will explain. Well, in the beginning, because I was the only one, it took long. I had to pray a lot. But since I mastered it, I can help you to achieve it quickly. So please study the spirit and come into the higher level. Then I can lead you to even a higher level, okay? For about a year, the Father made me go through a hands-on experience using what I had learned so that I could fully utilize the power. So starting from 2003, the study of spirit began, and the spiritual training began in September 2004. This spiritual training took many years. I went through the process of breakaway spirit, division of spirit, and traveling between spaces. Breakaway spirit, well, it was not an easy job. And then, not to mention division of spirit. And you remember what happened to me. I lost a couple of kilograms of my weight, right, when I went through a breakaway of spirit. Father God made me feel, my spirit is departing from my body. I could hear some sounds of an insect from my ears. And then it happened continuously. But that way I could visit you many times, right? So I went through the process of breakaway of spirit, division of spirit, and traveling between. I think it took 7 weeks for this process. I'm sorry, I'm not sure how long it take. Well, one of them took 7 weeks. While undergoing the process, physical strength was drained from my body, and spiritual strength filled my body again. And I went through this cycle a couple of more times. So the physical strength was drained from my body, and the spiritual strength filled my body once again. So Father God, drained the physical strength from my body, and then filled my body with the spiritual strength. So he repeated it in a couple of times. So while undergoing those, trust in the process, I could find the spiritual things. Well, if this physical strength had been drained from a normal man, he would have died. It was the word of God. During the spiritual training, I had to hover between life and death many times. At the end of the spiritual training, June 2008, a new process began. It was to recover the original heart of God. By January 2009, I recovered it by 50%. As a result, I reached the level that I could manifest the comprehensive work of power. So in order to preach, in order to manifest the comprehensive work of power, I had to went through such a process. The biggest fruit of this comprehensive work of the power was the Israel ministry. I traveled throughout all of Israel to preach the Jesus is the Christ, and I confirmed the word with the power of the Holy Spirit. Thankfully, for 3 years, nobody interfered with my ministry. Nobody stoned me. Nobody threatened me. Even high officials and the government, they rather came to me to receive my prayer. Even in the Orthodox Jews came to me to receive my prayer. Nobody interfered me with this ministry. In the beginning, I was afraid, because many pastors told me that, many pastors were stoned when they tried to preach the gospel. I mean, when you, was it Haifa International Airport? I mean, when you enter a certain building, you are searched for any explosives. And you cannot find cross on top of the roof of their church buildings. And, those Christians, hide themselves and hide their identity as a Christian. Because otherwise, they would be beaten. And later I heard, when they preached the gospel, they were stoned. And there were even people, they were stoned to death. I heard that. And from the airport, the inspection was so strict. When I started to depart from the Israel, so many pastors came to me to see me off. But they were inspected too. They were asked questions. Why do you come to the airport? Which person, what kind of person he is that you want to see off? And what did you do with him? And where did you go with him? They asked such questions to those who could speak English there. It happened once in the beginning, just a couple of times, a few times. Then Father God started to work, and then it didn't happen after that. And then we went through the immigration office and then custom very easily. It was tough only in the beginning. So nobody interfered with me. Well, they might have been gossiping about me where I was not there. In addition, I successfully held the crusade there so that I accomplished the mission of return of the gospel. I fulfilled the prophecy of the Bible that the gospel would return to Israel. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, from year 2000, we began overseas crusades, and until the return of the gospel to Israel in 2009, we ran without ceasing. As I received the spiritual training, the power became greater, and you prayed for me and supported me both with your heart and money. Now, what was the fourth prayer title of the year 2010? It was the unceasing power of God. It was the prayer of the last year, okay? The unceasing power of God. Even though I underwent the spiritual training for years to raise the level of the power, it was not the end. God the Father said that the scope of the power would be wider and deeper than ever before through the works of the unceasing power. And God told me how the work of the power would appear in 2011. So it means this year, okay? He said it would be explosive works of the power. Explosive works. When something spreads out or takes place quite suddenly, people say it explodes or it is explosive. The explosive work of the power is the work that will let all people know that it is the power accomplished only through God. Not by the power of man, but by the power of God. If people have the least of goodness, when they see the works, they cannot but acknowledge that it is the truly work of God. It is the power that they cannot doubt, even if they may try, and that they cannot deny, even if they may want to deny. To show the explosive work of the power at this end time, God the Father made me undergo many kinds of spiritual trainings.
like, you know, such many spiritual trainings. You know, with such the power of God, you know, I could, you know, do the best ministry in the world. But Father God never stopped me in the training, in those spiritual trainings. You know, I was surprised because I thought that was the end, but Father God came up with the new spiritual training. And then, in order to show the explosive work of the power, I mean, without this, there is no way to save souls to the salvation, because there are people who still have goodness and conscience to be saved. What is the use if they commit sin and go to hell? In order to turn those people back from the sin, I have to manifest such power, and I have to make them repent. You know, even those, you know, believers, even though they go to the way of death, they do not know it. They don't realize it. They don't know whether they will be saved or not, even though they say they believe in God. So, for them, we have to wake up for them, and we have to show this explosive work of the power. Without it, it doesn't work. I mean, even though I had such great power of God, it didn't work for all the people. So that's why, in order to make me manifest such explosive work of Father God made me undergo such spiritual training. That's why Father God made me undergo spiritual trainings, made me recover the original heart of God. Because of that, that's why almost every one of you had the work of the repentance that even stirred the very bottom sin that was in the very bottom of your heart. This was the process that only Father God could do. You committed such evil and sin when you were elementary school student or elementary, the high school, middle school student. It was not an easy job to reveal all those sins to me. So they made, Father God made me undergo such many kinds of, you know, spiritual trainings. Especially in the last year, I received another kind of spiritual training. It was the training to adapt to the dimensions. It was the training to experience the four different levels of spaces, from the fleshly physical space to the original space where God dwells, and to adapt myself to them. Since I met the Lord, I have never been sick. However, I mean, not by diseases or germs. However, while experiencing the fleshly space, many odd things happened to my body. I lost my voice, and I fractured my little finger. I had to suffer from pains that most people suffer. You witnessed the whole process. Even more, I started to feel coldness. Well, I now no more, you know, feel coldness. You know, but before this, you know, I had to feel coldness. Now, even though I don't eat, I don't feel hunger. Now, only the strength is left, the strength that I lost. But this strength can be recovered when I don't read letters. And I fractured my, you know, little finger, and then, you know, I couldn't, I mean, I had soaring wrists, so I couldn't, you know, give pressure on my wrist when I stand up or, you know, sit down. And I had the pain on my right kneecaps. Well, nowadays, you know, my wrists are fine, almost, you know, fine, and many things have been recovered, except the strength of my body. So this week I read such letters and I lost my weight again. Well, some people, you know, told me that, you know, I should not lose any more weight. However, I also had to experience the fleshly space in the areas you couldn't see. The pain and suffering that I had for the 7 years before I met God reappeared and then disappeared from me. Experiencing and adapting myself to different spiritual spaces was not easy either. You know, the pain and suffering that I had for 7 years before I met God, they came to me. I had the sore eardrum. I mean, when the, you know, in the dimension is, you know, converted from this and that, you know, I had to feel difference. You know, when the dimension is lifted, you know, I became okay. For example, there is a thrill rind which lifts people to the height of 100 meters and suddenly drops them in free fall almost to the ground. People may enjoy the rind for a couple of times. Young people may enjoy it, right? When you scream, but you like it. Some people say, you know, they wave their hand while falling down, but they're still screaming. However, what if you have to repeatedly ride it for a few months? You couldn't even control your body and mind. I had to frequently experience the completely different spaces and adapt myself to them. Sometimes I felt dizzy while I was delivering a message. You know, it still happens nowadays. Since I am not fully recovered, sometimes I feel dizzy. This training to adapt to the dimensions has enabled me to be able to walk on the water and bring down UFO in the future. So, you know, after adapting myself to the dimensions, I can do this, okay, when the time comes. Well, to walk on the water, I have to enter within the space of the fourth dimension, and to bring down UFO, I have to enter within the space of the second dimension. Now, I'm able to adapt myself to the space of any of the dimensions. Now, what is the evidence that I can fully adapt myself to any spatial dimension? It is to lead the souls to the light who had no other choice but to fall into hell according to justice because of their sins that lead to death. It could be done only by the original love as I enter the space of the fourth dimension, which is the original space of God the Father. The original heart of God the Father doesn't want any soul to fall into destruction. However, those who commit the sin that leads to death cannot receive salvation according to justice. Father God doesn't want any soul to go to the way of destruction, but according to justice that Father God has set, and the law, and by law, wage of sin is death. They cannot but fall into hell. Therefore, there must be a sacrifice of love that transcends justice to save such souls. As Jesus died on the cross, he set mankind free from curse of the law, which dictates the wage of sin is death. According to the justice of the law, sinners cannot but go to death. But thanks to the sacrifice of Jesus' love that transcends justice, the door of salvation opened for sinners. Likewise, as I risk my life by rushing in with only my being into the space of the fourth dimension, the souls who committed the sin that leads to death were given an opportunity of salvation once again. It was the same as if I had entered into the fires of hell with only myself to save countless souls who were falling into the fire of hell. It was the traveling of dimension that I embraced the souls who were destined to fall into hell, put them in my heart, and took them to heaven. During its process, my body was greatly damaged. If God the Father had not upheld me with spiritual strength, my spirit and soul could have left my body. I had experienced many times. Sometimes, you know, I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to go to a restroom. I didn't even want to wash my teeth. I just wanted to lay down. I don't want to eat. I don't want to wash myself because I don't have any strength. It was just easy for me to just lay down. Without the duty that Father God has given to me, then if I just lay down like that, I would have been died. Well, dear brothers and sisters, this training to adapt to the dimensions was preparation to manifest the explosive work of the power. However, the explosive work of the power cannot take place if it is only I who is prepared. All kinds of complex conditions must be met. As my power increases, the financial blessing should come upon this church at the same time. The strength of church workers and the faith of church members should also grow up. The financial blessing is very closely related to the world situation and the economic situation of Korea.
As I said earlier, Jesus shows the example of the power to those who believe in Him. He also said the work could be manipulated, I mean multiplied many times over according, multiplied many times over according to their faith in the works of the Holy Spirit. The explosive work of the power can be thousands or tens of thousands greater than the sample of the power that Jesus showed, and it can cover the whole world. To make it possible, many conditions should be met in a complex way. Let's think of a product that has worldwide popularity. Some products can become a worldwide hit as soon as they are launched. To become a hit product like this, most of all, its quality should be good. Moreover, there is a need for a financial base to produce the product in mass quantity. And then they need the global market. And the timing of the product's launching is important. Along with this, there should be talented employees who are good at all the processes from the production to marketing. In addition, the reputation established by those who use the product before others is very important as well. People say it is safe to purchase a product that has established a good reputation. It means the consumer's trust in that product has been piled up high. I'm sorry to compare the power with a hit product, but to manifest the explosive work of the power, we need the preparation work, which is the same with the preparation for a super top-shelf product. There must be strong financial support. Well, to put on a TV commercial, you know, you need money, right? And through global parish and broadcasting network, we should secure the market in the whole world. In addition, we need talented workers who will accomplish all these procedures together. At this point, the role of our members who already experienced the power is very important. It is because the fruit of the work of power and the law of the holiness gospel is you, the mommy members. As the explosive work of the power unfolds and as we accomplish the world mission, many people will visit this church and you should become the sample before their eyes. Not only outward appearance but also the inner faith should be well built up and you should become a sample to show that they can also become like you through the power and the gospel of holiness. They are not troubled with diseases or accidents, and they receive financial blessing. They are united as one in love, just like the early church. Whoever watches you should be able to say and make a confession like this about you. We are very close to this. While I was undergoing the training to adapt to the dimensions, the hearts of our members were purified. The average measure of faith of our church members has reached the level that God the Father wants. What the Father God wanted, the Father God explained to me, what you were not grown up in the world where you had to be grown up by the law of God. You were born and you grew up in the world which is where sin is rampant. So when you grow up, you build up a wall of sins. Some people tried to cast off evil gradually, but others did. So, Father God set the number of those saved, the number of the saved souls. Father God set the number. So Father God made you repent so that the number of the saved souls reached the number. That was the beginning of the Canaan century. So we can become like the early church. So all the many members will sell their property and help the needy. And actually, we have such members many. Furthermore, many workers are arming themselves with varied capabilities, and church organization is well prepared to accomplish the global parish. Once the financial blessing which God the Father has tied up is released, we can ignite the explosive works of the power. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through the explosive works of the power, we will accomplish the providence that God has set for the end time. We will build the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. We will accomplish the world mission and national evangelization amazingly. Through all this, the work of salvation for countless souls will be achieved. And we will reveal the glory of God to the entire world. We will fulfill the word in Habakkuk 2:14, which reads, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." With the explosive work of the Holy Spirit, even the Gentiles will see and realize it is the work of God the Father. They will realize and they will believe it. I mean, with this explosive work of power, the number of the saved souls will increase and they will not commit the sin again. I hope you will pray for this all the more fervently. May you also join the array of glory and stand together bravely. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your grace and love. Bless us to have what we heard today become faith and life. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. I explained what is the explosive work of the shepherd. And for this, how you have prepared me. Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. My heart is burning. The foot and mouth disease are prevailing in the entire country. A week ago, the number has reached the highest number, and now more than 1 million cattle have been buried alive. And still, it is still prevailing. I'm so sorry to say this. So for 40 days, the foot and mouth disease are devastating whole the countryside. My heart is burning for this too. Father God once said about this foot and mouth disease. When Father God explained to me what the explosive work of the power is, if a leader in a community or in a district like a city, if a mayor of a city or government of the province ask me to pray by faith, then, you know, I will pray on TV, right? Then I will pray, right? Then, the explosive work of the Holy Spirit will be manifested. Let's say, entire country, not only the city, the entire country will be under the explosive work of the Holy Spirit. Even though the mayor of a city asked me to pray, the whole country will receive the grace and explosive work of the Holy Spirit. This is the explosive work. It cannot be done by just anyone. Father God made the condition. They have to proclaim that it is the work of God. They have to announce that this is the work of God. I asked a man of God to manifest the power of God, and the foot and mouth disease were gone. Only when they can do that can Father God work. If they will give glory to a man, then how would Father God will manifest such power? So that, you know, the Holy Spirit might work explosively. I will explain it later. So this is the brief explanation. I will pray for the sick. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them they can become healthy both in spirit and body. Transcending space and time, please work on them. Missionary Hong Yul Kim requests the prayer so that California Manmin Mission Center can quickly revive and receive blessing in 2011. Bless this mission center. Bless Guy Davids and Christine Rowe in Belgium, so that the pastors' meeting in Holland and Belgium could be prosperously managed. Bless Pastor Samuel in Côte d'Ivoire. Two president candidates proclaim that they won in the election, and they are about to have, you know, a civil war. Please let the Côte d'Ivoire have, you know, peace in politics. Bless Joseph Kim in India requested prayer. President Sang-hee Kim requested prayer for the handkerchief prayer meeting in Bhutan and Saigon. Please bless Pastor Lima Im-sung so that he could lead the handkerchief prayer meeting in Dinsang of Myanmar from January 7th to 10th. Bless Ms. Suzuku Kyoko so that she could recover her memory completely and receive blessing in her family. Bless Quatin Hiranga to be healed of paralysis. Bless Miguel Barrero in Colombia to pay the whole debt and receive the evangelization on his family. Bless Ryu Shogo and Chen Chai Chen to be broken from the strings from their ancestors and to receive financial and spiritual blessing in their family. Bless Ryu En so that all the moving problem can be prosperously solved and to receive the blessing of conception. From head to toe in every intestine organs, bless them. Let them heal well, let them see well, let them stand well. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All skin diseases go away, all itching go away. Be cleansed, may the light come. Father, please work on these people. Please work. All the high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Be cleansed. The cancers go away. Lung diseases go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. Father, please work on these people. Bless on them. Bless them. Father, let them both spiritually and physically healthy and be with us in the second half of this service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.